When Mary Lennox was sent to Misselthwaite Manor to live with her uncle, everybody said she was the most disagreeable-looking child. She had a thin little face, and a thin little body, and a sour expression. Her face was yellow because she had been born in India, and had always been ill in one way or another. Her father had been a British government official, and her mother a great beauty. When Mary was born, her mother handed her over to the care of an ayah, a native servant. Her ayah and the other servants obeyed her every whim, so by the time Mary was six, she was as selfish a little pig as ever lived. One morning, when she was about nine, she woke to find that nothing was done in the usual way, and that several of the regular servants, including her ayah, were missing. The fact was that cholera had broken out in its most fatal form, and people were dying like flies. She lay and stared at the wall, hearing neither voices nor footsteps, so she got up and was standing in the middle of the nursery when two men opened the door. She looked an ugly, cross little thing, and was frowning because she was beginning to be hungry and feel disgracefully neglected.
"I am Mary Lennox," she said. "Why does nobody come?"
"There is nobody left to come," said one of the men. "Poor little kid." It was in that strange and sudden way that Mary found out that she had neither father nor mother. If she had been older, she would no doubt have been very anxious at being left alone in the world. But she was very young, and as she had always been taken care of, she supposed she always would be. She knew that she was not going to stay at the English clergyman's house in India where she was taken at first. The clergyman was poor and had five children. Mary hated their untidy bungalow, and was so disagreeable to them that after the first day or two, nobody would play with her. By the second day, they had given her a nickname which made her furious. It was Basil who thought of it first. Basil was a little boy with blue eyes and a turned-up nose, and Mary hated him. She was playing by herself under a tree when Basil came and stood near to watch her.
"Go away," cried Mary. "I don't want boys."
He danced round her and made faces and sang.
"Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and marigolds all in a row."